Tom, if you have a little bit of time, we have some reader questions.
Sure.
Okay. A reader named Whole New asks, do you think it's necessary to know the rules before you break them?
Heavens no. I wouldn't have a career if that were the case. The important, if I'm this young man or well, maybe probably as a guitar player, and I practiced, when I was practicing 8 hours a day, I guess I could say that I was practicing within the rules or within the constraints, within the parameters of guitar players. I was a huge fan of Randy Rhoads and Al Di Meola and Steve Vai and guys like that, and you know, would look at their posters and shred away for 8 hours. And you know, it was without a teacher. That was like, it was all, I was self-taught in that way. And I think that I discovered a lot of the rules of music just by stumbling upon them and by playing and jamming and being creative. It wasn't that was when I was a guitar player. I was a pretty skilled technical guitar player. I didn't become an artist until I decided to throw all that away.
Right.
And realize that what the thing I like about my favorite guitar players is not that they sound like one another, it's that they sound like themselves. And that leap of faith is one that is not a very, that's when you take the leap between being a musician and becoming an artist, is when you can find out who you are as a, you know, whether it's a songwriter, whether it's an instrumentalist, and develop a unique sound in that way.
I remember you once telling me that you were on some bill with a bunch of bands, and
yep,
all the guitar players sounded the same, and you decided that night, I'm going to become the DJ in Rage Against the Machine.
That's correct. It was at a college in the San Fernando Valley, and it was Rage Against the Machine was opening up for two cover bands, and there was two guitar players in one band, one in the other, and they were shredding monsters. And I thought, in these kind of useless cover bands on a Wednesday afternoon, if there's three dudes that can do that, there doesn't need to be four dudes that can
right.
do that.
A reader named Toasty asks, are there any new bands that you think we haven't heard of that we should check out?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know that my ear is to the street necessarily, but there is a brand new band that actually I'm finishing producing their record called Outer National from Brooklyn, New York, and they're kind of a world music Rage Against the Machine, and it's really some of the most exciting new sound that I've heard in a band in a very, very long time. And I don't produce many bands, and I've known those guys for a while, and it's really one of the most exciting bands in a very, very long time, called Outer National.
Outer National. It's interesting. It's interesting that you liken them to Rage, because Rage are so unique that I think a lot of bands, they don't even want to go near trying to sound like you.
Yeah,
guys.
Well, they don't. I mean, the elements that they have a political intensity. They have a tremendously exciting and sweaty live show. There's some good riff rocking involved, but it's very different from that too. There's elements of like Manu Chao and elements of you know, like sort of Peruvian music woven into this kind of throbbing rock band. So it's really cool.
A reader named Radio Electric says, Tom, I dueled against you in Guitar Hero and lost. Are you really that good in real life?
Well, I got to tell you, one of the blessings and the curses of being digitally personified in Guitar Hero is all day long people tell you whether you kicked their ass or they kicked your ass. And I'm like, I'm not much of a video game player, I must admit. So in Guitar Hero, it's likely that if you and I were playing it mano a mano, that you would kick my ass 100% of the time. Fortunately, I have a digital representation of me in the game that may be able to get the better of you.
A reader named Oolong says, you are famed for practicing 8 hours a day when you started out. For those of us who require a slightly more forgiving regime, what are your top tips on progressing?
Well, first of all, I was doing this when I was studying an honors major at Harvard University. So I think that my schedule was probably as unforgiving as just about anybody's could possibly be when I was doing this. There's no excuse there, young man. The best advice that anyone ever gave me, and it was this guy named Paul Freed, who went to Libertyville Public High School, who was a guitar player, played a lot of UFO songs, and his skill level was much higher than mine when we were 17 years old. He gave me the best advice that anyone ever gave me with regards to practicing guitar. He said, practice 1 hour a day, every day, without fail. And that sounds simple enough. Right. It's not always that easy to do. And I took that as gospel. And I found that by, you know, rather than jamming 4 hours on the weekend and then maybe practicing a half hour on this night, by establishing that commitment, I found the level of my, you know, I started playing guitar late. I started playing when I was 17 years old. So I had a lot of catching up to do, but I found that the rising tide of my technical ability just continued pretty regularly. And I thought, wow, if I do this 1 hour a day, what happens if I do it 2 hours a day? And then I noticed that, you know, it improved exponentially. But the key to it, for me anyway, the key to it was every day without fail. And it was the without fail part that really connected with me. And I would practice probably during 4 years at Harvard, you know, with incredibly difficult studies. Sometimes I'd have a, you know, fever and, you know, finish studying at whatever time of the morning. I would practice. I maybe missed 2 or 3 days during 4 years.
Wow.
And, you know, this would be like when I'd go, like my mom took me on a trip to Europe. I'd bring my guitar and I'd be practicing in these Irish bus stops, like while we're waiting for the bus. I don't necessarily recommend that. I'm also an obsessive compulsive person, so that's maybe had something to do with it too.
This isn't a reader question. You know, you're obviously pretty good master of effects pedals and guitar treatments. What do you think of The Edge and what he does? But also, what do you think of Matt Bellamy of Muse, who's obviously very influenced by you?
Yeah. I think those are two great guitar players. I mean, the Edge is everything you'd want in a guitar player, a guy who is a completely unique stylist on the instrument, as well as a great songwriter.
Right.
Like, that's the key there. It's not just that he makes amazing sounds. He crafts those unique sounds into great songs. And, you know, he's definitely one of my favorite guitar players. He does exactly what we aim for, which is to have his own voice on the instrument, but he's able to make that voice tremendously musical in whatever context. And he knows when to just play three chords, and he knows when to, you know, to hit that crazy delay pedal and make it sound like The Edge.
A reader named Dynamite Kid says, Tom, in your work with Audioslave and Rage, you've avoided conventional solos. Have you ever felt the urge to just switch to fiery blues tone and let it rip on pentatonic?
There's maybe a little bit of that on the first Rage record, but there's going to be a lot of that on the upcoming Night Watchman tour.
Well, that one nylon string solo you do is fantastic.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
A reader named, if I'm getting this right, Up Guitarist says, what do you love about being a musician and what do you hate about it?
That's a thoughtful question. What I love about being a musician is that it allows me to channel my creative energy into something that matters to people and has an impact in the world. You know, there were times where I would be practicing my guitar just, you know, at home, jamming along with whatever songs happened to come on VH1 and be able to have a completely satisfying creative experience. You know, alone in my apartment, just playing music for myself. The fact that I'm able to do that and have an audience in the, you know, the far-flung reaches of the planet, you know, listening and, you know, and enjoying it is something that I do not take for granted.
And what do you not like?
What do I not like about being a musician? Well, one of the things I don't like about being a musician is when people come up to me every day and tell me that they kicked my ass on Guitar Hero. I don't like that. I'll be honest.
A reader.
So hold your tongue if you run into me. Keep it to yourself. I don't care.
A reader named Reaction105 asks, have you ever had periods of frustration or disappointment with music and your guitar playing, and how do you move through it?
Oh, yeah, countless. Yeah. For me, guitar playing never came naturally. I fought for every inch of it. And, you know, during the years where I was practicing so many hours a day, there'd be many, you know, periods where I was unable to, you know, sort of get through a particular difficult thing. And also, I was frustrated that even as my technical ability was getting better, I wasn't able to write music that I liked. And I know that's sort of it's a subtle point, but I was able to write songs, but it really wasn't until right before Rage Against the Machine, where I was able to really write, you know, riffs and grooves that I wanted to hear again and again. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of carried through since. And, you know, in part, prior to Rage, I was much more careerist. I was trying to be in bands that were going to be popular, or trying to do things to, you know, get a record deal. And I, you know, I actually had a record deal before Rage Against the Machine, and this band called Lockup, and we got dropped from our label. And at that point, I just, it's like, you know, forget it. I'm just going to play music for me. Like, how ridiculous was that? I kind of played by these false rules that I had in my head, and it didn't work out. So if I'm going to play music, I'm going to make sure that I love it from here on out.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done too with you know, with this Night Watchman stuff. Is, you know, when Rage Against the Machine formed, we didn't have any intention of getting a record deal or even playing a club show. We just wrote songs that we love, and that's what I did with this Night Watchman stuff. And that's why I started playing it in coffee houses under not my own name. It's because it's just music I loved, and I was going to do it whether or not there was an audience.
Before you go on the road as the Night Watchman, are you going to do another residency gig?
Unknown, but probably. I love those. Those are some of the funnest nights of music I've ever had in my life, doing those shows at the Hotel Cafe.
And they're probably just great warm-ups for really hitting the road. And
absolutely, absolutely. And they instill a fearlessness in playing on the fly, and there's very little rehearsal, and yet the shows are, you know, really some of my favorite musical nights I've ever been a part of.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for spending some time with me.
It is my pleasure.
It has been great. The new record is Tom Morello, The Night Watchman, The Fabled City. It's a beautiful piece of work, I got to tell you. I really love it.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. This is Joe Basso for Music Radar, the place for music makers, and I've been speaking with Tom Morello. Tom, again, thank you very much, man.
Thanks very much. See you soon.
All right, take care.
Adios.